given us this distinction between a tragedy and a comedy, and why both of them are important for us. And he calls this the monomyth, right? This idea of how a story is put together. He tells us that one literary expert, Freytag's, and this is called Freytag's Pyramid, has been adopted to fit most genres of fiction, whether in literature or on the screen. And so he gives us a basic outline. First, it starts with exposition, right? And so this is where the story is set up, introducing the characters, the themes that lead to the emerging conflict. So that's the exposition portion of the story. It's a carefully designed story will develop, he tells us, the characters so that audiences are readily engaged in their lives. They identify with them, right? It endures the heroes, and of course it it makes the villains appalling to us, right? So that's the exposition portion of the story. Right?
I could just go through Star Wars and be like, here's the inclusion of Darth Vader. How do you know he's bad? Because look what he did.
That's right. No, it's the music. That's right.
Well, I mean, that helps. That helps. Yeah. So if you hear, playwrights or a film or TV talk about this kind of three-act structure, this is kind of what they're referring to. And this trinity of storytelling where you have to introduce the characters at some point in time. You know, Darth Vader is introduced very quickly, and you understand, okay, there's a war, there's a battle, people in black and people in white. You know, Princess Leia is dressed in white. The symbolism is clear there. slightly after that, Luke Skywalker comes about, and you follow the journey of the characters there, where depending if you want to take the one movie or the three movies, you can even get the storytelling within that. And so the pyramid is clear within that story as well. And so that's what we're kind of going to draw from here. So after the exposition, there's the rising action. As the conflict builds, the plot thickens. Aristotle saw this as the entanglement or the tying of the knot. The hero faces uncertain future, creating anticipation and intrigue. Something bad happens. Something is looming. That there's the nothing, and it's coming to destroy
everything.
Fantasia whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So after that, so you have the exposition, you have the rising action, and then once something happens that's very important, here's the climax. Here's the critical point, the moment of crisis when the conflict reaches its apex. There appears to be no reasonable way to resolve the matter. At this point, the audience is most deeply engaged and feeling the strain of the story's tension. The climax marks the turning point of the plot. Wow. Strike me down and I become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. strike the emperor down. I will become more powerful than you possibly imagine, and you'll save your friends. No, I will not turn to the dark side. Oh, you know, like those different climaxes within this pyramid is again, just draw from Star Wars, but you can draw it from any historical one. The Count of the 300, the battle against Xerxes, and we shall fight in the shade, and they drove him to a stalemate, and King Leonidas is vastly outnumbered, and here comes the battle. Here's the climax of it.
Yeah, good. So he's kind of going through this. So this is called, again, Freytag's Pyramid, right? So we've seen the exposition, the rising action, right? Now it gets to this peak of climax that you just described. And now he says there's the falling action. And this moves the conflict toward resolution, he tells us, whether satisfying resolution, right? They all lived happily ever after. Right. That's comedy. Or unsatisfying resolution, right? And he calls that tragedy, obviously, right? And so he says, in Aristotle's language, it's the reversal at which the point of the knot starts to be untied.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Rocky wins the battle. Rocky loses the fight, but his character is shown in that, and then the sequels bring out his rebuilding and restructure, and battling against Mr. T or Ivan Drago or, you know, whoever it might be. So. Yeah.
So he says, you know, in some cases, an unexpected twist in the plot catches the audience off guard. In some cases, a grand epiphany, you know, lights on the hero or on an important revelation is made, right?
That Hans is the bad guy in Frozen.
Right. And, you know, and so the resolution of the conflict or the causes the heroes to see matters as they truly are, right, for better or for worse.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the falling action.
Right. So what do we do after we take our breath? Well, the denouncement. Here comes the final unraveling of the action. When the conflict is resolved, the knot finally untied. In the case of the comedy, all is made well. The happily ever after can begin in some fashion.
Right.
In the case of the tragedy, it is the final catastrophe that unfolds, but always with a moral lesson to be learned.
Right.
That's an important one. You know, again, Hamlet, everyone dies. Well, what does that mean? Why did everyone die? Romeo and Juliet, you know, they take the poisons, stab the person, and then the families that were warring look at each other across the bodies of their dead children and say, is this what the stupid little squabble has gotten to us? And if they could love, why can't we love? Or you could take that the other way and say, these stupid children, we're going to continue this war and we're going to become even more entrenched in our darkness. It's kind of left open-ended there as well. So
yeah.
That's why you spend a lot of money to take a literature classes to figure that out.